This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two Fort Carson soldiers are recovering from a helicopter crash. They were at a training exercise at about 6:30 last night when something went wrong. The AH-64 Apache helicopter crashed on the base. It was from the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade, 4th Infantry Division. Officials are expected to give an update today on how this all happened. They confirmed the soldiers suffered only minor injuries and were taken to the Evans Army Community Hospital. And that investigation into the crash continues, and now a new study found military personnel are getting less than 7 hours of sleep. The Department of Defense requires military service members to get at least 7 hours of sleep per night. The U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report this week that found the lack of sleep among active duty military personnel has led to millions of dollars in damage and even service member deaths. For the last 10 years, DOD surveys have found military service members slept 6 or fewer hours each night, less than the federally recommended amount of 7 hours by the DOD. The GAO did its own survey, and military personnel responded saying their sleep deprivation has affected their work. You can learn more about this story by going to KRDO.com. And someone in Colorado is celebrating their new fortune. Turns out a Mega Millions ticket from Tuesday night's drawing is worth $1 million. It's one of 13 across the country to come oh so close to matching 5 of the 6 numbers. State lottery officials say the lucky winner chose those numbers instead of letting the system do it, otherwise known as a quick pick. The ticket was sold at a Safeway in Littleton. Another player's cafe in Edgewater won about $20,000, and $10,000 ticket came from the Circle K in Longmont. The next drawing is coming up tomorrow.
Colorado lawmakers are starting to debate a $40 billion budget bill. A committee says they spent months putting together what matters most to the state, and the package was introduced yesterday. The bill fully funds K-12 education and includes more money for college, which could help limit tuition increases. It also aims to fix the staffing shortage at the Department of Corrections and gives state employees a pay raise. A project to ease El Paso County congestion on U.S. Route 24 is moving forward. KRDO's 13's Bryn Carman with details.
The Colorado Department of Transportation wants to explain the next steps to the public. That's why an open house is scheduled for April 3rd at the Falcon Elementary School of Technology in Peyton. Improvements would include adding a new lane from Garrett Road to Woodman Road in each direction, widening the median, and updating intersections. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
We don't have to worry about getting a drink. Colorado Springs has plenty of water thanks to a recent snow season. Colorado Springs Utilities reporting nearly 430% of the normal water quantity. That's enough to last for 3 years. The recent snowstorms also mean the city will have more greenery this summer than what we typically have. Beware of a scam call rising to new levels. The Teller County Sheriff's Office says those thieves are calling people to claim that they have an outstanding warrant or a case and then demanding payment. And then get this, they're using names of real deputies to scam potential victims. Don't worry, officials say they will never make such calls and ask for money over the phone. If you think that you've been targeted, this is a way for you to contact the sheriff's office.
Doctors say colorectal cancer is steadily rising among younger adults across the country. Lucinda Kay explains.
The American Cancer Society says diagnoses for colorectal cancer are up roughly 25% since 1995 for people younger than 55. Dr. Darren Segal is the director of gastrointestinal oncology at Scripps Clinic. He tells ABC 10, do not ignore the symptoms just because they show up in younger people. Things like a change in bowel habits, blood and stool, belly pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss. Colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of cancer-related death for men under 50 and the number two cause for women. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And finally, DoorDash is unwrapping America's favorite Easter candies. Folks in Colorado prefer Cadbury cream eggs, according to the food delivery service. It looked at sales data from weeks leading up to Easter last year to determine each state's favorite candy. The majority of the U.S. prefers Reese's peanut butter eggs, and the National Retail Federation estimates Americans will spend about $3.1 billion on Easter candy this year.
partly cloudy skies and a little bit of a warm-up as we head into the afternoon. We're going to see highs today in the low 60s. Colorado Springs about 67, and Pueblo, both of those temperatures just slightly above average for this time of the year. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.